This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and welcome to everybody out there. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, of course, as we broadcast on this Wednesday edition, live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station. And, of course, we're broadcasting by way of the West Coast this morning and broadcasting from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio. To all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, a special shout out goes out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, we appreciate all of you. We salute all of you, and especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers out there, our men, women, getting the job done, FedEx and UPS drivers, of course, the bulk mail center haulers. They're hauling the mail all across the country right now. And, of course, our suicide jockeys also hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go so that we can get where we need to go. And let's not leave out of the mix, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers, Amazon drivers as well, delivering their packages all across the country. Now, if you want to go over to Facebook, you can follow the program by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social, Getter, and we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. That's all lowercase, at Captain's America. And don't forget the website where you can find out all about the Captain, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio program, and other great aspects of the program, plus about the regular contributors. Simply go over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And, of course, right here at the top of the program, we're getting ready to say the pledge, but if you'd like to be part of the program, you can certainly call in to our number, which is 949-629-3212. That's the temporary call-in line this week as we're broadcasting from the West Coast, 949-629-3212. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program, we'd love to hear from you. But of course, at the top of every program, we say the Pledge of Allegiance as the tradition set by Captain Matt Bruce, of course. So let's do that. I invite you, wherever you are, to say it along with me. Ready? Let's begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And of course, folks, we emphasize those two words, as Captain Matt says every morning here on the program, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right. Well, folks, it is going to be, you know, we were talking earlier with Chris Markowski, we were talking with Denise Simon, and we were also talking about the war in Ukraine and how that's going to be, of course, a major component, I think, of this upcoming presidential election. Well, here's the thing. There's a couple of ideas. I was listening to an interview earlier, this caught my eye, because this idea of inevitability is out there. inevitability? Is Joe Biden the inevitable candidate? Is Donald Trump the inevitable candidate? That is a very, very good question. And, of course, it's early on in the primary process right now. You get the ideas that it could be a grudge match, grudge match 2024. Here comes Trump versus Biden. Many in the Biden camp certainly want to go up against Donald Trump. Donald Trump certainly wants to go up against Joe Biden. So it starts to become one of those kinds of things where it looks like you might actually have a grudge match. But listen to George Will talking about the inevitability of Joe Biden. And the reason I bring up this audio quote is because yesterday's program, we had a great audio quote from Steve Forbes, and he went on record saying Joe Biden will not be the nominee for the reason being that he won't garner enough support from his party. Let's listen into what George Will said on News Nation. Check it out.
I think that there is an unspoken, for good reasons, view in a number of people in Washington that it is not a sure thing that Joe Biden's going to run for president. In 1968, Lyndon Johnson, at the end of March, in an election year, decided, because of events in Vietnam and elsewhere, to bow out. But it's not unheard of. And the party adapted. The Democratic Party did. Hubert Humphrey got the nomination, but until he was assassinated, Robert Kennedy competed for it. Gene McCarthy competed for it. The party was nimble and adapted. The Democratic Party could adapt in a hurry.
Do you think the Democratic...
So, again, this idea that... there could be a change. He went off the list of some folks in the Democrat Party, but generally speaking, I don't think there's some big heavy hitter necessarily. I mean, they could try to cobble together somebody. They could try to revamp Gavin Newsom from California, governor of California here in my state. They could try to do any number of things. But Joe Biden may have more headwinds than anybody really knows at this point. Certainly we heard from the audio clip from RFK Jr. earlier. There's going to be a lot of trouble, I think, ahead for Joe Biden, because if he was being successful, if something went right, I'm just talking about a bunch of things. How about one or two things that went right? Then he might have a lot better standing in order to be able to say, okay, I am the inevitable candidate. Of course, he's the sitting president, but, things can change because things in the world change. Perception changes. Voters change. Well, folks, don't change the station because we're coming right back. We've got a lot more to talk about. Stay right there. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have so much more to tell you about here on the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. The Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls on in the overnight hours. Don't forget the call-in line. The temporary call-in line right now is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. Glad to be with you, of course. And before we get to the caller that's patiently holding on the line, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That would include the Moss Acura and also Moss Nissan dealerships. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side-by-side right up there on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Then they've also got the all-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville, and that's State Route 50 right near the Suncoast Parkway, so you can't miss it. And, of course, their flagship location is located at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. That's Moss Nissan and MossAcura.com. Moss being spelled, of course, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan and MossAcura.com. Check them out. They're going to take great care of you. The captain has known them forever and raves about them, sings their praises all the time, so you know you can trust them. And go over to MossNissan.com and MossAcura.com. And, of course, don't forget, we are broadcasting from the Moss Family Automotive Studio here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program this morning. All right, well, let's head on over to the telephone line. We have a caller patiently waiting. I believe it's Dan who's waiting. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, glad to talk to you.
Well, thank you. Glad to talk with you. Where are you calling from, if I can ask?
Pagosa Springs, Colorado.
All right. Very, very cool. Very cool. Welcome to the program. Yes. Yeah, so you had mentioned you wanted to make a comment about something that Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, was talking about.
Yeah, you were talking, mentioning about not being able to find employees.
Right.
And, well, 5 hours ago, I was watching Denver TV News, and they had a story on there that a North Denver suburb has hired retirees to be lifeguards.
Really?
Because they can't find young people to work.
That is really something. Yeah, that is really something.
And one of the things that those retirees have to do in order to qualify and to be hired is that they will drop a brick in 10 feet of water, and they have to dive down and retrieve it and return it.
Mm-hmm.
If they can do that, they're hired.
Wow. Wow. Well, but it does point up this issue, of course, that in many places in the country, you have people who either there's not enough resource there, or they simply don't want to go and take a job. And that is kind of sad, because it used to be the opposite. A lot of young people back in the day were sort of itching to get their first jobs, basically, or go out and work during the summer because they wanted to pay for things. They wanted to maybe put a down payment on a car or just go out and have fun.
Yeah. Well, I've worked as a lifeguard when I was in my late teens, and I had a lot of fun doing it. I'm 72 now, and I know I could dive down 10 feet and retrieve a brick, even at my age.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, being a lifeguard.
My 70-year-old brother could do that too.
Well, I can imagine. Well, but of course, being a lifeguard is a very important job indeed. And I'm sure that, you know, for example, if you're trying to save somebody, there's got to be a way to do it, correct? In the sense that you don't cause them to panic more, or that they can't do something to you to really keep you from rescuing them.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Yeah, and
you don't want to be pulled down yourself.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly.
If the victim is panicking.
Right. Did you ever have a particular rescue that stands out to you?
No, I never did. It was in a small community swimming pool. And they were all kids. So
yeah, well, that's good.
You know,
I mean,
at my age. Or younger.
Well, I'm glad that there wasn't any kind of serious problem. But you being there, of course, the lifeguard being there is so important. Well, Dan, you're listening again in Colorado. We appreciate the call very much, and we invite you to call anytime.
Okay, I'm 280 miles from Denver, so I can still pick you up on my little radio.
Oh, okay, very nice. Is that 710 KMUS, or is it a different station?
Yeah.
Oh, good, 710.
KMUS.
All right, yeah. Very, very cool. Yeah, we have another
Southwest
listener.
Colorado.
Okay. Very nice. Well, again, thank you for calling, and call anytime. You're in the overnight hours. We're always here.
Okay. If I have insomnia, I'll be back.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dan. You take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you again here real soon here on the Captain's America. All right. Very nice. Nice to hear from Dan. I think he's probably a first-time caller, but once again, don't forget, if you'd like to call in and opine on the program, 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. And I can imagine being a lifeguard is very, very interesting. And at the same time, you have to be prepared to really save somebody's life. And of course, that's a very, very important thing to have happen. Well, folks, as we're running through this program this morning, want to make sure that you hear about this, because talk about saving people. Talk about doing things that are critical in a time when there's a real, honest-to-God emergency going on. Well, that has to do also with AM radio. Whether it's tuning in into the high school football game, monitoring the patterns of the incoming storm, or catching your favorite talk show, these are just some of the ways listeners depend on AM radio stations. Also, America's heartland depends on the free critical weather and emergency updates, local news and entertainment that AM radio provides. And we're here for you. It's our honor to connect to you and bring you the information that you need most, when you need it most, and we need your help right now. And that is having to do with telling Congress to keep AM radio in cars. You can text AM, the initials AM, to 52886, that's AM to 52886, and tell Congress to keep AM radios in cars. Because some of these newer cars that are being manufactured, they don't come with an AM radio capability. And I can't tell you how many nights Captain Matt Bruce and I have been on the air during some pretty critical weather events. And we've been looking at the tornado, the actual tornado of touching down, where the warnings are, and they shift around and they come on very, very quickly. And we're able to get a lot of that information out to our listeners, especially our people driving in cars or, of course, our truck driver friends. But to many people just listening on AM radios, that's how critical AM radio really can be. So we want you to help us out. Text AM to 52886. Tell Congress to keep AM radios in cars. All right. So moving right along here on the program, folks. This is quite an interesting development. Louisiana lawmakers took another step on Tuesday. This from the Shreveport Times. Louisiana lawmakers took another step on Tuesday toward allowing adults to carry hidden handguns without permits or training. Members of the Senate Judiciary B Committee voted 4-1 to advance Republican Oil City State Representative Danny McCormick's House Bill 131, although they did amend the measure to raise the age from 18 to 21. Committee Chairman Gary Smith, a Democrat from Norco, began the bill's hearing by saying, quote, "Let's get the wild, wild, wild west going," unquote. Smith voted in favor of the legislation. Constitutional carry will restore Second Amendment rights in Louisiana, McCormick said, though Smith noted the Second Amendment never mentions the right to carry a concealed gun. But here's the deal. These days, in our society, unfortunately, it's getting harder and harder to feel safe. And whereas not everybody is going to want to carry a gun, there's no doubt about that, but certainly when we see the crime, when we see things happening, Captain Matt Bruce and I were just talking in hour number one, you had three Marines that were set upon by a pretty much an angry mob of some sort, 30 to 40 people. This happened over the weekend in San Clemente, California. That's about 25, 30 minutes south of where I am here in Southern California. I've been to San Clemente countless times, and it's very beautiful. There was Memorial Day festivities and so forth, and they got in some big trouble. They've arrested some five people, but it just shows you that things are happening in our society. So with this new thing that's being advanced in Louisiana, hopefully that will make people safer still. All right, folks, the Captain's America rolls on. We're going to be right back with more. So don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Back right after this.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. The House Rules Committee is advancing the debt ceiling to the floor, which clears a major hurdle as it continues to face opposition from both Democrats and Republicans.
Office of Management and Budget Director Shalonda Young says it just needs to get done.
We strongly urge both chambers to pass the bill and send it to the president's desk.
Republican Texas Representative Chip Roy says the bill does not go far enough to cut spending.
Be very clear, not one Republican should vote for this deal. It is a bad deal.
North Korea's attempt to launch the country's first spy satellite ended in failure. The state-run Korean Central News Agency says the vehicle crashed into the West Sea. It happened this morning, local time. South Korea's military first reported the launch as a space projectile, triggering emergency and evacuation alerts in Seoul and Japan. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here this morning as we roll across your radio dial. And don't forget that this portion of the program, is being brought to you by the good people over at Relief Factor. That's relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website you'd want to go to. And, of course, Relief Factor is the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. We appreciate them very much, and check them out, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll be able to find the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Now, you hear the captain telling you all the time that he takes the product. He's been taking Relief Factor for over 10 years. He takes it for one good reason, and one reason only, and that is because it works. And the problems that he's had, namely inflammation and such, a lot of people have these same kinds of problems, and this product is going to help you control that because of the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is how you get the pain, how you get the swelling, and how you get the discomfort. Now, of course, you could take it for about 3 weeks. You'll know whether or not it's going to work for you by about that time. But some people know in a couple of days, 2 or 3 days. And some know right away the next day. They come right back to the captain after he's given them a sample, and they tell him, I need this. How do I get more of this? He sends them right over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Once again, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, give it a try, because all you have to lose is pain. Go over there, check out their 1995 3-week quick start. And I think we got Mr. Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone holding on the line right there this morning. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing just fine, doing just fine. It's a wonderful morning, and we've been having a great show, and I'm glad that you're here.
Absolutely, man. God bless everybody listening, and be safe out there on the roads. This time in the morning, and I'm truckers out there. God bless them for what they do for us. You know, we can function as a society or country without their support. So God bless those guys. Let's talk a little sports. NASCAR. Let's go there first, Kyle. They suspended Elliott for one race for the Charlotte incident with Hamlin. And I think that was the right move. You know, you can't act like that and get away with it. But I also want to talk about the good part. Brian Blaney wins NASCAR Cup Series at Charlotte Motor Speedway. So God bless him, and congratulations to him for making it happen. And then you and I were speaking Monday about the Celtics and Heat, who was going to win it. Well, the Heat pulled it off. Now they're going to play the Mile High City, the Denver Nuggets. Should be a good matchup. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
What a wild series for the Heat and the Celtics. The Heat go up 3-0, and they even the series 3-3, and then they win in the Boston Garden for game 7. That's very hard to do. The percentages were in their favor, but the percentages weren't in favor of the Celtics to come back either. So we will see who wins it all this year. Little tennis news for the folks out there, Kyle. Medvedev was eliminated by the 172nd guy at the French Open. Very surprising that that occurred. And Rafael Nadal, you know, he's sitting out this year. It's going to not be the same type of tournament. But you know what? It's nice to see new people make a splash and make it happen, Kyle. You know?
Well, sure.
What's your thought?
No, and you're absolutely right about that. I mean, that's part of what helps keep everything fresh, and it's sometimes it's great to be there. You know, you and I were talking before about baseball and so forth. What's really kind of fun for me too, Patrick, is like being there watching our Angels play, and you see somebody who's been called up, right, from the minors. They put on an Angel uniform for the first time that day. They go out there and they have a great success, and you feel like you've seen a star being born. That's really great.
Oh yeah. Well, the Angels, I mean, with Trout and Otani, the pitching is okay. They have some better pitching and be different. Maybe get another couple guys to work together in the middle infield would be nice. I mean, I don't think they're that far away to being a real contender. They just got to get that cohesiveness like the Tampa Bay Rays have. They just play as a unit, play as a team, pick each other up. You know, the nice part of baseball is twofold. It's nice to go watch superstars like you get the opportunity to do. And in Tampa, we really don't have any superstars, but we have some very good players and some guys that play together as a team. And that's fun to watch also. So, you know, you like to have a mixture of both, Cal. You know, and obviously you want to win. That's the bottom line. You want to have a winning franchise. And I believe someday that the Angels will be that, team. I don't know when they were the California Angels. Rod Carew, Bobby Grich, and those guys were finishing out their careers there and did a good job. So, I wish well for that franchise. It's hard competing against the Dodgers, too, just like the Chargers and the Rams now. In the same town is kind of tough to be to witness, but
yeah,
that's the world has, you know, has evolved. It's just it's that way. Well, speaking about baseball, you know, let's go through the standings a little bit, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Rangers, 39 wins, .684 pace. That's just huge. And then you have the Orioles. We all had a feeling the Orioles would be better this year, and they come through, but. How crazy is that, Kyle? You have everybody in the AL East over 500, and then only one team over 500 in the AL Central. Okay, that to me just baffles me to no end. and then the Pour-Over Athletics, not too far from Southern California. They're moving to Vegas, and they're just having a rough year. Only 12 wins. That's tough.
I do have a question for you on that. Somebody was telling me the other day about the Oakland A's that they don't really have a whole lot of high salaries, or they don't go out and try to get some of these players that would cost an awful lot more money. I mean, is that the wrong strategy in your opinion?
I think it is. I think there ought to be a mandate rule that you have to spend so much money on your players. There should be a maximum and there should be a minimum. I believe that would create a level playing field, and I believe that's how you at least get a couple superstars on each team to make it fun to watch a team on just that alone. Look forward to a guy coming up the bat like an Aaron Judge, a Pete Alonso. Those are the type of guys make the fans watch and bring them to the ballpark or watch on TV.
Sure. So, yeah, absolutely.
That's how I feel about that. I want to leave out the National League, the Braves. They're doing well, 32 wins, and the Mets. It's funny. One day the Mets look like world leaders, and the next you're like, what is wrong with this team? Very, very ironic. A lot of Mets fans out there, I know, agree with my comment on that one. And then the Milwaukee Brewers are doing well. And the Pirates really start out like gangbusters. Now they're down to 527-27. And we were talking about what you were alluded to on the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks out there out west. Good job. So, it's still early in the season. We'll see what happens. The Angels are playing above 500 ball. If they can, keep doing that, they have an outside shot to get the, final wild card slot, possibly. They're going to have to get about 88 wins, I believe, to get there. So we'll see what happens for them. Also, just want to let people know, Kyle, if I could be of help to anybody with Medicare, Social Security, give me a call. A simple number, 813-966-1052. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by giving me a call. Two things are going to happen, like I'd like to share with people, and that is I'm either going to save you money or I'm going to get you into a better policy to fit your wants and needs for your family and get the most bang for your buck. And that's what it's all about, tailor-making something to fit the client's needs. I'm a big proponent of that. I've been doing it for over 30 years. I believe I can be of help to people listening. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. Kyle, always a pleasure. Look forward to talking to you Friday morning, sir.
Sounds
good. Take care and have a great day.
You too, Patrick. Thank you, my friend. Take care. It's Patrick Hyland, everybody. Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we roll along into the early morning hours. And glad to be with you. So much more to talk about on the other side of the break. We'll be talking with Mr. Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Don't want to miss that. We're coming right back right after this. Stay right there. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help.
I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along, folks, in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here as we head on through this 5 o'clock hour. Glad to be with you, of course. And don't forget, the website for the program is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And this portion of our program this morning is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And you want to check them out, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They're the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. And the captain has worked with them for years and has sung their praises for years as well. So from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. And be sure to tell them the captain sent you as well. And they're located, folks, over at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. To schedule an appointment, or you can just stop on by. They're local and they're experienced. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Well, once again, folks, if you'd like to call in and opine, the number is 949-629-3212. 949-629-3212. That's our temporary call-in line this week as we're broadcasting on the Captain's America Third Watch via the West Coast.
and all through the great things of technology. And so we just can't tell you enough how happy we are to be able to do that for you. And of course, we've had a great program so far this morning, and we continue on through the program. You know, Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, is now out there campaigning in earnest. I believe it was in Iowa. He had questions, of course, about Donald Trump, because this is what's being set up, right? This is the at least through the media, they want it to be a huge sort of conflagration between Trump and DeSantis. But I don't know that DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, is going to be taking the bait as much for that. And in fact, he had kind of a way of putting it. He was talking with reporters because Donald Trump, of course, has come out pretty aggressively against Ron DeSantis. But I'm very interested in the way that he is comporting himself in the face of all that. Let's listen to Ron DeSantis talking with some of the reporters earlier. Let's listen in.
News Nation, are you guys here?
Yeah. Thank you so much. So you talked about changing your tone a little bit with former President Trump. I don't believe you mentioned him here by name tonight, but does this mean you're going to be a bit more aggressive with campaigning against him?
So look, I'm going to respond to attacks. I mean, if you say Cuomo did a better job with COVID than Florida did, first of all, that's not what he used to say. This is like new. Like 6 months ago, he would have never said that, right? He used to say how great Florida was. Hell, his whole family moved to Florida under my governorship. Are you kidding me? So some of this stuff, I think, is, look, if someone is saying that, I'm gonna counterpunch. I'm gonna fight back on it. I'm gonna focus my fire on Biden. And I think he should do the same. He gives Biden a free pass. I'm focusing on Biden. That's my focus. But when I hear something like that, it is so detached from reality. You know how I know? Because I would have people come up to me in Florida during COVID in tears, hug me, perfect strangers, say, "Thank you, Governor. I escaped from these lockdown jurisdictions. You saved my bacon. I'm here in Florida. My kids are in school." You name it. This was personal to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. And to flippantly say that you should have done New York, you know, we have no, I think, you know, we obviously have to respond about that. It's also the case that, you know, we're proud of what we've been able to do in our state. We won the biggest election landslide that Florida Republicans have ever won. And did he ever say anything like, "Attaboy, good job"? No. He attacked me 3 days before the midterm election. And then he started attacking after that. And so I'm just thinking to myself, you're a Florida resident. If I saw an election landslide where we swept every statewide office, super majorities in the legislature, elect 29 conservative school board members, as a Florida resident, I would be cheering for that. If you put the mission first, you would definitely be cheering for that.
So there you have Governor DeSantis. That's a pretty good audio clip. Wanted to let it play there a little bit so you could hear it all in context, what he's talking about. This is really something in terms of how Governor DeSantis is responding to some of these attacks from Donald Trump. So, as I said, I don't think he's going to be really taking the bait that many in the media, of course, they want to gin this up. They know that they get ratings because of it. And they know that they can try to create this controversy. And then what goes to the wayside? The actual policy, the actual themes that are going to be so important as we go into this presidential election, and certainly as this first part of the process in the primaries. And so something Governor DeSantis said, I think, really stands out. He says he's reserving this fire for President Biden to go after what's happening with these policies of the Biden administration and so on and so forth. And so this is a very, very good attack that he is taking, that Governor DeSantis is taking here. So is President Trump going to start taking the same tack? Well, we will see. But everybody I've talked to, almost to a T, has told me that they don't like the name calling way of doing things, because things have changed. the stakes are so much higher now than they ever were, that I think it's really about policy. It's about how are we going to change people's lives? How are we going to create that opportunity? How are we going to restore that opportunity that all Americans should have? And so that's the way that that's going to go. But, you know, I mentioned about ratings. You know, I mentioned about ratings. Well, of course, you know, ginning up a fight between DeSantis and Trump, or just all things Trump to a great degree, equals ratings. Well, CNN, right, they had Donald Trump on for their town hall. Well, since then, this according to Fox News report, CNN has lost 32%. Of its 2023 primetime viewers since airing the Trump town hall. I kid you not. Since that time, the struggling network has hit several embarrassing recent lows. Since the polarizing event, as viewers continue to bolt, Trump, the frontrunner in the 2024 Republican primary, sparred with CNN's Caitlin Collins throughout the town hall, which featured a lively pro-Trump Republican studio audience that infuriated liberal viewers. Many were overwhelmed that the network even offered a platform to Trump, who made his first CNN appearance since before he was president. Well, again, part of the thing is CNN is trying to rebuild. I mean, we understand that. It's got a long way to go. It's got a long way to go to establish itself, perhaps, and get away from a lot of the things that were going on, shall we say, content-wise. But still, isn't Trump a newsmaker? All these candidates, to some degree or another, are newsmakers, and so they shouldn't just not have him on because you might infuriate liberal viewers. Well, this is part and parcel of what I'm getting at, because in our society, you make an argument, and you can make a good argument, you can make a bad argument, but you got to try to persuade people. President Trump was there; he might have had a more favorable crowd, but at the same time, people who are infuriated that he was even on the television have equal opportunity, essentially, to make an argument to say why they don't like Trump's policies. And certainly it permeates most of the media, doesn't it? Why is President Trump's policy so bad? Well, just almost flip on any channel and you'll start hearing people and their opinions. But it is interesting that CNN, even though it has announced that it's trying to go this different way, that they seem to always keep struggling and sort of foundering and so forth. It is a far cry, isn't it, my friends, from the heady days of headline news. I remember back when headline news was a new thing. You could watch the news every 30 minutes. And for a political junkie and a student, as I was, that was just unbelievably great. You know, you could watch the news throughout the day. And because it was doing that, I got to watch how the news changed throughout the day, how the updates changed and so forth. So that was just a thing I would love to do back in the day. But they sure have fallen quite a far ways, haven't they, from where they were in those heady days. Revolutionary to have cable news 24 hours a day. Really, really something. But of course, that's where they are right now. Well, folks, where we are right now is we're coming to the end of the program here for another great day on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. I want you to go out and make it a great day right now. Wish you all the best. Thank you for listening, and we will see you right back here on the Captain's America later tonight. Kyle Warren in for the Captain.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad.
to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.